Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the EFT Healing Center Online Radio Network, starring the founder of the EFT Healing Center, Annabelle Fisher. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton. Hey, Annabelle, how are you doing this week?
Hello, Scott. I'm really good, thank you. You sound very excited.
I am. Last week was just charged me up when we recorded our show, and the whole idea of the tapping points, and then you... I felt honored because you shared with me two advanced EFT tapping points that I had never even been aware of. So that was really, really thrilling for me.
No, oh, I'm and glad. I hope you've been using them in your daily tapping.
You bet. And my friend who had been tapping in the wrong places was like, oh, this is much clearer. And he loves looking at the diagram that you have on the website at www.theefthealingcenter.com, which is the EFT tapping points. And if you just click on About EFT and then go down, it'll have the EFT tapping points right there. And that really helped him to understand where to tap properly. And I think that it's really important. One of the reasons why it's really important for people to practice and also to keep tuning in is we can hear something and it's not, and then we interpret it. Like you were saying last week about someone, you know, the tap on the collarbone, and the person knew the collarbone was where she was supposed to tap, but thought that her shoulder blades were her collarbone. So, you know, we're not all medical professionals knowing which bone is connected to, you know, the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone's connected to, anyway. I thought that was pretty funny. But I'm excited because I've been waiting for a whole week to get into the language of tapping and how we do the setup and then what we say as we tap. And I know that we've talked about it before. We're even actually working on a special project that really delves deeply into it, and we'll let you know when that's available. But the whole idea of you know, what to say is really something that I think is very, very important.
Yes, I mean, it's crucial because for me, the tapping is the byproduct. So, of course, it's hugely important to tap. That's the whole essence of EFT, because we're clearing the energy system as we tap, just as an acupuncturist does. But also what is equally important is the words that we use. And you and I have done a number of recordings, Scott, about the power of the subconscious. And it's my belief that that's what we're doing when we're verbalizing. We are literally communicating with our subconscious, allowing it to feel safe enough to let go of whatever it's needing to hold on to. It may have spent a whole lifetime holding on to it. It may have spent a week, it may have spent 3 minutes, it doesn't really matter, but it needs to feel safe enough to let go of whatever it feels it has to have a grip on to take charge or to feel familiar and safe and normal. So that's why the language is so important. And there are a lot of YouTube videos out there. I've got some of my own. There's a lot of tapping scripts out there on the internet. I've got many of those of my own as well. And I think the key for me that's so pivotal is I know that people get great success when they read a transcript or a tap along, and or if they follow something on YouTube. And for me, that's sort of the tip of the iceberg. It's quite general tapping, because say I write an article, how could I possibly, and I include where to tap and what to say about whatever the subject is, how could I possibly know how it's going to affect every reader? I don't know what's going on in their lives. I don't know what relationships they're in. I don't know what their perspective of the world is. So I can't make it very individual. It has to be quite general. And even though that's great, because at least it's something and it's a start, it's really almost, I can guarantee, not going to get to the core issue for the individual, because I'm just surfacing the tip of the iceberg there, because only the individual has experienced what they've experienced, and so the core issue is specific to them.
Right. So that's really an important point that you're bringing up, because a lot of the times, most of the time, in fact, you're working one-on-one with clients, so you're actually delving into their specific core issue and dealing with that. Whereas when we're talking about, obviously, when we're talking on our show, we've got to be in a far more general place, because we want this to apply, you know, to everybody. So then the question is how do individuals who want to do the use the EFT techniques then get more specific and get into the issues?
Yes, exactly. I mean, we have, as I said, we have to start somewhere, and general tapping is much better than no tapping at all. But to give a really clear direction of how somebody can get tapping, I think is what you and I are going to do now. I think it's essential, because time and again I hear, I don't know what to say when I tap. Isn't there a transcript that you can give me? So for example, yesterday, even though it was Sunday, I was working with a client who's just moved to North America from Israel, and lots of stuff had come up for her, and we'd already scheduled the appointment to be on Sunday. So I don't usually work on a Sunday. And anyway, we worked through stresses that she has as she acclimatizes to a new country and a university program she's just started and so forth. And then at the end, she said, can you send me a transcript on coping with all these adjustments? Well, of course, I said yes, because she's my client and she's very dedicated to her healing and her growth, and it's my pleasure to help her. But really, there were so many things going on for her that the transcript that I sent her is going to be quite general, because there's all different stresses right now. However, but because I've worked with her one-on-one, I can make it a little more specific to her precise situation. So it's going to probably get a little deeper. It's going to address a little closer to the core issue than just some general tapping on, even though I'm feeling really anxious right now. So for her, yes, we can probably make some inroads, but it's not going to be as effective as if she actually sat down and really focused on how she feels in that moment. So that said, for people listening who are questioning, well, I don't know what to say when I tap, I think the first point to be mindful of is just be aware of what's going on. So tune in to how you're feeling about whatever it is. And so this is pre-tapping work, really. I think the people who don't have any success with EFT and then suggest that perhaps it doesn't work, it's because they kind of just launch in with, I'm really angry, even though I'm angry. And of course, that may help, but they're not really very mindful on what's going on. So have some kind of sense of how you're feeling in the moment and why that is. And then it's really useful as well to have a sense of what's going on in your body. So how is your body responding as you're considering what's going on for you, as you're feeling that sadness or frustration or guilt, whatever it is? So there's really those three pointers to be mindful of. What's going on? How does that make me feel? And how is my body responding to this?
Right. So can you give us those three questions again?
Sure. So what's going on right now for me? So that could be as general as I'm not good enough, which tapping on that is going to open up a lot more doorways. But again, that's very global. But for example, somebody might feel like that. I'm not good enough, or I'm afraid of success, something like that. Which is a limiting belief that could be holding somebody back, or something that's just happened in the recent past. So this morning my boss yelled at me in front of all my coworkers, or something that happened when the person was 6 years old, something that they observed or they overheard or whatever. So what's going on? What is the problem? And then how does that make you feel? So the person might feel sad or angry or disappointed, whatever comes up for them. And then the
Right.
third part is, and how is your body feeling, or how is your body responding as you're considering all of this? So for example, some people might say, my body feels heavy, or my stomach's churning, or my head's
My
very tight.
or my neck is tense.
Yes, or for you, Scott, I know you've said in the past that your jaw is your indicator, so sometimes you feel like your jaw's tightening up.
Right.
So, I mean, we a lot of people know where their area is, in inverted commas. So for me, whenever I work on something with EFT, I feel a real heaviness on my shoulders. That's usually my body's response to it. Some of my clients say things like, I can feel a churning in my solar plexus, or my legs have gone tingly, or something like that. So the reason why that's of use is because when we tap, we want to check in and see how the body's feeling after tapping. And most usually, the body will be feeling very differently. So the shoulders will be lighter, or the sick feeling in the stomach will now be butterflies or something like that. So we know we're making progress because the body's changing in how it's responding.
Right, right. So, and that's another reason why sometimes you will say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about this? And
that's right.
You go 8, and then all of a sudden then we'll go to maybe 4, and then 2, and then 0, and it's important to be able to recognize that there's been an improvement, because oftentimes it's just, oh yeah, it wasn't that big a deal, and of course it was something where, you know, they were totally petrified of before.
Yes, exactly. So the body's symptom, or the body's messages, as I call them, how the body's responding as we consider whatever's going on, is a way to gauge if things are moving in the right direction and improving and releasing and so forth. And then, as you correctly say, we also use the number gauge. So how am I feeling about this particular thing right now? So how does it make me feel to consider I'm afraid of success, or how does it makes me frightened, or it makes me angry? Okay, what's the intensity rating for that? Well, it's definitely a 9 out of 10. It's pretty high up there. Or, as I remember that childhood event, how does that make me feel now? I feel very guilty. And what's the number? It's an 8.5 out of 10. So then we've got another way of determining if we're moving in the right direction. Before I started tapping, it was an 8.5. Now I finished tapping and it's a 4. So, oh, okay, I'm making great inroads. This is reducing in intensity. So a lot of, in answer to what do I say when I tap, a lot of it comes down to, rather than focusing on what do I say when I tap, the emphasis is on doing the groundwork before I tap. So getting very clear, having an awareness of what's going on for me and how I'm feeling about this. And I suggest people write that down so they have the information in front of them. There is no reason for somebody to not know what to say if they've got all the information written in front of them, because it's literally expressing what's going on for them. So I think in our last podcast, Scott, I mentioned if somebody's on the phone to a friend, they don't have to stop and think, I don't really know how to phrase this, I don't know what to say. They just get on with telling their friend what's going on for them. And that's what we want with tapping as well. It really is a way of expressing ourselves. So then we go into the next part, which is getting a balance going, because as we look at our list, our information that we've written down, it can be sometimes overwhelming or disconcerting. It can be quite distressing. So it's really important with EFT to always acknowledge that even though all of this is going on for me, I am doing my best here. Right now, I'm doing the best that I could do under the circumstances. So then the next part of the EFT process, in answer to I don't know what to say, this is very structured, which is even though, and we state what the problem is. So even though I'm angry because of what happened when I was a child, And then we balance it with, I deeply and completely accept myself. So this next part is very much about balancing and observing that this happened or this is the way I'm feeling, and also I'm doing my best.
Right, and that's really important because so many times people are very, very hard on themselves, right?
Indeed. I mean, it's so easy for us to be hard on ourselves. And that when I work with clients, and I hear the language that they're using to talk about themselves or their limitations or what they've done or not done, it interests me that I would imagine it would be unlikely if they would speak in such a way about a friend or a loved one. Yet it's so easy for them to speak of themselves in that way. So
Absolutely.
part of the what's important for me about EFT is coming to that place of compassion for ourselves. As I say, we're doing our best under the circumstances. So when we talk about this has happened and I'm doing my best, this balancing, it's called the setup, and that's where we tap on the karate chop point on the hand. And we usually say that three times. So even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely accept myself. And we say that three times. And then the final part of the process of what to say when we tap is to start tapping the points and verbalize everything we've written down in our notes, imagining that we're talking to a friend or someone who cares about us, and we are expressing what it feels like to have this going on, to have this problem. So top of the head, I'm feeling very angry, eyebrow point, my boss shouted at me, side of the eye, I felt embarrassed under the eye, everybody looked at me under the nose, I can't believe she did that, and so on. So it's just an expression of what it has happened and how it makes the person feel in this moment as they're tapping. And tap through the points, finishing with tapping inside the wrist. I like to call it venting, just get it all out. And then, of course, after that, check in, see how the body's responding now. What's the body feeling like after doing that tapping? And also, what's that rating, that intensity rating? What it was a 9, I've tapped, now it's gone down to a 7.
Right. And then you just keep doing that until we get it down to zero.
That's right, yes.
Cool. Well, that's a, I think, a wonderful and clear explanation of the language of tapping. And I think it's important to just practice it and become familiar with it and see how you feel, and then also recognize that because this is something that for many people is different and unusual, it may feel actually a little uncomfortable doing it. It may be hard to say, I deeply and completely accept myself, for example, right? Or the idea that I am doing my best might be hard for some people to acknowledge, but I think with practice, it just gets easier and easier.
Yes, I mean, I think you raise a really good point, Scott. You've raised two points that I heard. One is that when we practice something, it does get easier. So, for example, if one of my clients is new to EFT and perhaps feeling stress because she doesn't know what to say. Well, then I say, if I came to your place of work and spent an hour and a half with you, would I know everything about doing your job? And of course, the answer is no. And even if I did, could I do it proficiently? Well, it's highly unlikely. So as with any skill, using EFT in a really confident and flowing way does take a bit of practice. I'm sure many people listening have at some stage in their life learned a musical instrument or a sport of some kind or anything new that required some kind of skill. And I mean, I learned to play the tenor horn when I was 9. I learned to play lacrosse and tennis at school, but I didn't learn it all in 5 minutes. It took years and years of developing and practicing. So it's the same with EFT. I'm not suggesting EFT would take years and years, but certainly the first couple of times we do it, we're finding our feet. And it does sometimes feel uncomfortable, to go on to your second point, to actually acknowledge something positive about ourselves. So in our culture, it's very easy to vent about what's not going right. I mean, if we listen to the media, the news, read a newspaper, it's very focused on what's not going right and what could be improved. So we're kind of in that mode. And remember, what we focus on becomes our reality. So it's really important with EFT, and I definitely emphasize this, that even though all of that stuff is going on, here I am doing my best. So I think it's crucial that we also focus on what's good about us too, that innate goodness within us. So even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely accept myself. That may be uncomfortable for people to say. So rather than saying it kind of blindly stumbling on, and that creates resistance because it doesn't feel right to say it, I suggest that's where we can start being a little more creative and experiment with different phrases. For example, one of the phrases I use a lot is, even though I have this problem, I want to accept myself. So then that opens up all kinds of possibilities for the person, for the subconscious. We're not forcing the person to accept themselves. We're suggesting that they want to do so. Even though I have this problem, I'm open to the possibility I could accept myself. So again, this is opening up different doorways, but we're not forcing somebody to say, I love myself. Because I think the can be, there will be resistance to that too. Because if somebody is really deeply entrenched in their story and they're feeling pretty lousy, it's unlikely that they're in a place to love themselves. So different phrases, Scott, will allow people to get more comfortable with what to say. So there is really no set script. When people say, can I have a script, or I wish there was a script, I mean, I agree. I would love life to be easy, but there isn't a set script because everybody is so unique. There's only one script for one person, each of
I think
us.
that's a great point, Annabelle. We are all unique. We all have experiences that are unique, and this is a very specific to an individual space when they're in, because we could be tapping on something today and then in a week be tapping on a totally, completely different issue that just had kind of popped up for us. So
Yes, and also we could be tapping on something this week. We could be tapping on the same issue next week, but a different aspect of it. So a different perspective, a different part of it. So the problem might still be going on, the difficulty, the challenge. We may have addressed a certain part of it, but there's some other part of it that needs addressing next week. And it's because of who we are in this moment, who will be next week in that moment, that it all looks different. It's coming from a different perspective. So the person that I was last week when we did our podcast, and the person you were last week, are very different people to who we are sitting here today. We've had different life experiences. We've come to resolutions about different things. We've accepted certain things. We've let things go. We've had other experiences that we might not have had this time last week. So we're all coming from a different perspective in each moment, and each of those is entirely unique.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So I think maybe what we should do now is an example for everybody. We're getting close to the end of our time together, and but maybe we can model a successful EFT tapping session for everyone that's listening.
Okay, so A successful EFT session, a very successful EFT session, would be very specific to the person with their own, the problem that they're facing. But one thing that springs to mind for me is anxiety, because no matter what we have going on in our lives, it can be easy to slip into anxiety if perhaps we feel like we don't have enough time, or a relationship is challenging, or there are financial difficulties. People certainly have anxieties in their daily life or week. So that might be a good place to start, Scott.
I think that would be great.
Yes. And
so I'll pretend I'm anxious.
What are you saying that you're not? You have been doing some good tapping.
I'm sure I have a fair amount of anxiety and enough to share with everybody.
Mm-hmm. So then if somebody was working along with you, I would get very simple and ask the questions that I asked earlier. So what's going on for you? Well, you've said you're anxious, but why are you anxious?
I'm anxious because I have some issues with one of my sons that I'm not sure how I will resolve them.
Okay. And when you tell me about that, how does your body respond?
My jaw is tense and slump forward a bit. And in the pit of my stomach, feel a bit off.
Okay. And what's off? What does that mean to you?
Feels kind of acidic and unsettled.
Okay. And if that acidic, unsettled feeling was a picture, what would it look like?
A storm.
Okay. And does the storm have any color, Scott?
It's dark and kind of like really dark storm clouds that come in. They're just black. Sun can't shine through them.
Yes. Okay. So we've really covered there what's going on for you, how it's making you feel emotionally, so anxious, how it's making you physically. You talked about your jaw and feeling slumping forward and your stomach feeling acidic. And then I also asked you for visual people out there, if that feeling was a picture, what would it look like? Because that's often something that people can hook into as well, particularly if they're visual. So I've got quite a lot of information there, and I'm going to use all of that to tap on. So the final question, of course, is can you give me a number of how anxious you feel when you consider the relationship and what's going on for you there?
I would say 9.5.
Okay. So everybody listening, you can write down what's going on for you, how it makes you feel, and the same kind of questions. Where do you feel it in your body? And if that feeling was a picture, what would it look like? You've got some really great information there. You've got all the information you need to answer what to say. What do I say when I tap? You've got it down there now. And so in the meantime, I suggest you tap along with Scott and me. And Scott will tap the karate chop point. So the outside of each hand, both karate chop points tapping one another. And we'll say this, even though I have a lot of anxiety,
even though I have a lot of anxiety,
when I think about my son and our relationship,
when I think about my son and our relationship,
I really want to accept myself.
I really want to accept myself.
Even though I have this storm brewing in my stomach,
even though I have this storm brewing in my stomach,
and the sun can't come through,
and the sun can't come through,
I want to accept who I am.
I want to accept who I am.
And how this is making me feel.
And how this is making me feel.
Even though I have a lot of anxiety because of this problem.
even though I have a lot of anxiety because of this problem.
And I can feel it in my jaw and my stomach.
And I can feel it in my jaw and my stomach.
I'm open to the possibility.
I am open to the possibility.
I could accept myself anyway.
I could accept myself anyway.
Okay, so we'll go to the top of the head and we'll tap all our fingertips there. This anxiety that I can feel.
This anxiety that I can feel.
And now the eyebrow points. The anxiety in my body.
The anxiety in my body.
And the outside of the eyes. All this acidity.
All this acidity.
And under the eyes. The storm that's brewing.
The storm that's brewing.
Under the nose. All those clouds preventing the sun from shining.
All those clouds preventing the sun from shining.
And the chin point. The anxiety that I'm feeling about this problem.
The anxiety that I'm feeling about this problem.
And the collarbone point. And what the problem means to me.
And what the problem means to me.
Under the arm. All the anxiety in my body.
All the anxiety in my body.
And the liver point. I really want to let it go.
I really want to let it go.
And inside the wrist. I deserve to feel differently.
I deserve to feel differently.
Okay, so we'll close our eyes. We'll allow the energy to shift. Take a comfortable breath. And just take a moment, Scott, to first of all tell me about that level of anxiety. You said it was a 9.5.
Yeah, it's dropped a lot. Let's say to maybe 4.
Oh, great. Okay. And then how is your body feeling differently? You talked about that acidic sensation and your jaw tight. What's going on there?
Well, my jaw is a lot more relaxed, and stomach feels just a little acidic, but not the way it did before.
Okay, very nice. So we're checking in. I'm pretty much asking Scott the same questions. I'm just checking in how the original symptoms, whatever's showing up right now, are feeling. So the anxiety's gone down to a 4, the jaw's a little less tight, the acidity's gone down. Okay, so let's tap the karate chop point again, and we'll say this. Even though I still have some of this anxiety.
Even though I still have some of this anxiety.
About my relationship with my son.
About my relationship with my son.
And how it will turn out.
And how it will turn out.
I do want to accept all of me.
I do want to accept all of me.
Even though I'm still anxious about this problem.
Even though I'm still anxious about this problem.
I want to accept myself.
I want to accept myself.
And I deserve to move on from this.
And I deserve to move on from this.
Even though there's still some anxiety in my body.
Even though there's still some anxiety in my body.
I prefer to feel calm and confident.
I prefer to feel calm and confident.
Okay, so we'll go to the top of the head and we'll say this. This remaining anxiety.
This remaining anxiety.
Eyebrow point. The anxiety in my body.
The anxiety in my body.
And the side of the eye. All that acidity.
All that acidity.
Under the eye. My tight jaw.
My tight jaw.
Under the nose. What my body is telling me.
What my body is telling me.
And the chin point. All this anxiety in my mind.
All this anxiety in my mind.
And the collarbone points. And how my body is expressing all of that.
And how my body is expressing all of that.
Under the arms. I really want to let even more of this anxiety go.
I really want to let even more of this anxiety go.
And the liver point. I deserve to feel even more calm and confident.
I deserve to feel even more calm and confident.
Inside the wrist. I deserve to feel even... I deserve to let even more of this go.
I deserve to let even more of this go.
Good. So again, we'll close our eyes and take a comfortable breath. And when you're ready, Scott, feel free to open your eyes and just let me know how you're feeling.
Well, I feel great.
Very good. What's going on physically, like with your jaw and your stomach?
The jaw feels completely relaxed and the stomach feels fine.
Great. And is there any anxiety remaining as far as the intensity rating goes?
No.
Okay. So at this point, as we described in the podcast, Mind the Gap, it's useful then to tap in some positives. Once we've cleared whatever we're feeling, we can tap in some positives, which we can do now. So let's go to the top of the head. As we're at a zero, we can say this: I'm feeling calmer.
I'm feeling calmer.
Eyebrow point. I deserve to be calm and confident.
I deserve to be calm and confident.
Side of the eye. I accept all of me.
I accept all of me.
Under the eye, I'm doing my best.
I'm doing my best.
Under the nose, this is not my fault.
This is not my fault.
Chin point, I'm ready to look at this situation differently.
I'm ready to look at the situation differently.
Collarbone point, I deserve a great relationship with my son.
I deserve a great relationship with my son.
Under the arm, I'm happy to resolve this now.
I am happy to resolve this now.
Liver point, I feel confident I can resolve this.
I feel confident I can resolve this.
Inside the wrist, I respect myself and him.
I respect myself and him.
Very nice. Because when we're at a zero, there's no more to clear, so we can tap in some positives at that point. I would suggest for the listeners that you don't tap in the positives until you're at a very low level or zero, because for various reasons that is not going to create any change. And if you want to know why, just go and check on Scott and my podcast about the role of the subconscious.
That's right. Cool. Well, thank you, Annabelle. I just feel awesome right now.
Are you ready to go to bed for a nap?
No, I'm ready to run around the block, and I feel very energized.
Oh, great. Very good. So,
So, if somebody wanted to know more about EFT and maybe working with you, where the points are, what should they do?
yes, they can visit my website, www.theefthealingcenter.com. And on there, I have a lot of information about tapping, some transcripts, and also, of course, my workshops in which I can teach you how to use EFT really efficiently.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. We hope you got a lot out of today's session. And really, if you want to get a lot more, I would recommend listening to this two or three times, making some notes, and then practicing it. And,